Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying Sefer Iyov, Perek Lamed Gimel. Remember that this is where the much-anticipated first answer of Elihu is going to appear, and there are multiple ways of understanding Perek Lamed Gimel. I'm going to try and read the Perek according to the Ramban Nachmanides, who really understands the Perek Alpi Kabbalah, in a Kabbalistic bent. But also, when we read carefully, we'll see it aligns very beautifully with the structure of the Psukim and the Pshat, actually, or at least it feels almost as if this is the simple reading of the text. Let's understand together. So far, all we know is that Elihu has reprimanded the friends, reprimanded Iyov, and now he turns to Iyov. And he says to Iyov, Pasuk Aleph, Ve'ulam, however, Shmana Iyov Milai, listen, Iyov, to my words, V'chol Dvarai Ha'ezino, pay attention to what I'm going to say. And why? He says, because Pasuk Gimel, Yosher Libi Amarai, V'da'as Fasai Barur Milelu. Last parak we said that the reason why Elihu is speaking is because he feels like he's been given wisdom from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he feels compelled, as if a leather that's bursting with wine, to speak and to give his truth. Here he says, the reason why I'm speaking is because Yosher Libi Amarai, the words align with my heart. And here the Al-Sheikh points out that he's saying it's not just logically correct what I'm about to say. I truly believe that what I'm about to share with you is something that sits well with me. It sits well with my heart. It's something which I believe I can share with you and can enhance your life emotionally, not just intellectually. And also, this is the first friend to kind of assess that element of the conversation. Pasuk Dalad, he confirms with Iyov and he says, Ruach el asatni, v'nishmas shakai techayeni. I was given a neshama from Hashem. But at the same time, I'm man-made, just like you. If we recall, in Perek Tes, Iyov, in a moment of anguish, wishes that he could consult or confront God about the suffering that he's experienced. But if he could, he says, I wouldn't be able to. He says, I'm now on Pasuk Perek Tes, Pasuk Lamed Beis. He says, Ki lo ish kamoni e'enenu. When I do answer and stand before God in judgment for the way that he has treated me, I won't be answering another human being. Navo yachdav b'mishpat. I wish I could come with another human and take God to court as if he was another human. Because if it's God, then I would be too frightened to speak, too terrified. But if it was a human, I'd be able to. So here, Elihu assures Iyov and says, I'm human just like you. He says, and therefore, you can answer me. Im tuchal hashiveni, if you're able, talk. Ercha lefanai hityatzva, I will put before you everything and I'm going to stand here and listen until I'm done. Unlike all the other friends that pressurize Iyov into, here's the answer, and this is the answer, and there's no other alternative, Elihu says, let's talk this out together. I'm like you, I'm human, here I am, I'm here to talk, just as you requested, I'll argue God's case, and you can respond, and we can talk together. That's why he says, Hein ani kapicha le'el, I am just as you said, I'm going to represent God. Umechomer koratzti gamani, but I too was formed in a physical sense, and therefore we can speak together. Don't be afraid. Here he recaps Iyov's argument, and he says, let's recall, Iyov, you were the one who said that you were righteous and you didn't deserve suffering, and I hear that argument, I hear it loud and clear, but I have something to set straight. And this is what he says in Pasuk Yud Beis. He says, Hen zot lo tzedakta e'eneka, ki yurbe eloka mi'enosh. He says, there was something that you said which was not correct. Lot sadakta, and I've got to answer that piece that was incorrect. What was the incorrect piece? That you believed that you are on par with God and you could talk it out and scream it out at God. He says, no, God is greater than you. Madua elav ribota, why are you fighting with God? He called varav lo ya'ane, that he's not answering you. And here maybe the argument is, and Rav Schwab suggests this, one is permitted to pray to God, to request, to beseech, But to debate with God or argue with God, that's already something which is inappropriate, right? That's why he uses this word rebuta. Why are you arguing with God? That's not appropriate. And here he goes on and he says, I'm going to explain to you now why I believe that you are suffering. And he says, Ki ba'achat yedaber el ubishtayim lo yashurena. There's something that happens. God speaks once. And a second time, if you don't hear him out, this could be understood in multiple ways. But in essence, the way that the Ramban reads this and others is that what he's saying is that God does try to tell you if you have done wrong. He tries to convey that message to you without suffering. B'chalom chezion laila, when you fall asleep, linpol tardemal anashim, when people are falling asleep, then God will try to communicate with you. And that's similar to what Eliphaz says. Eliphaz also describes how he has this chezion laila, this vision at night. And at night, as yigale ozen anashim umasoram yachtom, and that's when God appears and he tells him what to do. He says, but if he doesn't do teshuva then what happens? And here he's going to describe the process of really decay or deterioration of the human who does not respond to God's vision at night, instructing him to do teshuva. What happens at that point? He says, he starts to get ill. And v'huchach pasuk yotes v'huchach b'machov al mishkavo. He has a lot of pain on his bed. V'rov atzamav etan, and his bones which are still strong. He says at that point, what happens to them? V'zihamatochia tol lachim v'nafshom achal taiva. He starts being disgusted by food. He doesn't want to eat. He doesn't want to have anything consumed in his body. He's getting sicker and sicker. And so what happens? Yachel b'saro miroi. His flesh is like eaten away. He gets skinnier and skinnier. V'shufi atzamav lo ra'u. And the health of his bones is something which you can no longer see anymore. V'tikrav l'shachas nafsho. He's about to die. V'chiyoso lamamitim. And his life is about to be destroyed and he's going to die. So what happens? Im yesh alav malach melitz echad mine alef. Maybe he has one angel to come and to be melitim, to interpret him for good. Lahagid la adam yoshro, and to declare his righteousness. If he has that one representative, then v'yochanenu Hashem, then Hashem will have mercy on him. Upadeu mireshet shachas, and will allow him to not go into the deep depths of destruction. Matzati kofer, because he's found some sort of kapara for his behavior. And at that point, so remember we said, he gets sicker and sicker, he's on death's bed. He has this malach echad who comes to defend him. And at that point, Hashem redeems him. What happens after redemption? Rutpash b'saro minoar. His flesh is rejuvenated as if it was youthful. Yashuv leme alumav, and he returns to the days of his youth. And once he returns to the days of his youth, what happens? Ya'ater eloka v'yirtzehu. He will daven to Hashem, and Hashem will find him favorable. Vayar panav bitrua, vayashev le'enosh tzidkato. And he will see Hashem with a trumpeting, and he will return other people also to his righteousness. Right? In fact, he will turn to people and he will say, Chatasi v'yashar, I sinned and I've repented. He'eviti v'lo shavali, I'd sinned, but it wasn't worthwhile. Padan nafsho me'avor shachas, and then God will redeem his soul from utter destruction. V'chiyoso b'or tireh, and he will see the life of light. Hein kol ele yif'al el pamim v'shalosh im gaver. This can happen a few times to people. So the pshat that we understand of these psukim is, sorry, the next pasuk, lamed l'hashiv nafsho min eshachas, to return his soul from destruction, l'or b'orachayim, once again, so that his body can have, so that his soul can experience the light. The pshat of these psukim is that human beings, A, first get a call to do teshuva, which is not in the form of suffering. If they don't respond to that, then they get suffering. And they get worse and worse and worse until the point that they have this malach, that defends them, and then they manage to rejuvenate and come back again. The trouble with this is that it sounds pretty much like what Eliphaz says. Also, another problem with this is that it doesn't fit in to the word structure of the Perek. The Perek describes the person getting sicker and sicker. He has the angel who defends him, at which point God redeems him. He is returned to his youthfulness, and he's no longer ill. And then he does teshuvah. Right? He does teshuvah, but it wasn't the teshuvah before. It seems to be the teshuvah that happens after he is rejuvenated. The way that the Ramban explains this, and as I said, this is the Kabbalistic answer to Tzadik Varalo, is Gilgulim, reincarnation. He reads the psukim as follows. A person gets sicker and sick in the spiritual realms. He's meant to go to Mine Shachas, to destruction. That doesn't mean death. That means destruction of the soul in the spiritual realms. And then in the world of neshamas, where the soul is standing before God in judgment, God comes and says, there is a malach, there is some element of action which the person had done in this lifetime, which defends him, which says to Hashem, give this person another chance. So what does Hashem do? Hashem allows him to go back. Matzati kofer, he finds a kapara, he finds a redeeming aspect of his life. He comes back, and that's why Pasuk Chavhei, where it says, rutpash besaromi na'ar, that his flesh is once again rejuvenated like youth, and he returns to the days of his youth. That, says the Ramban, is meant to be taken literally. He is born young again. He comes back in this life in a different body, and he experiences life again. Right? And in this life, that's where he gets to do teshuvah. That's where he turns and he davens to Hashem, and he goes out to other people and he explains to them what he's done wrong, and he's done teshuvah. And that's how he manages to redeem himself. Once again, it circles back to this concept of redemption. And that's why Pasuk Chavtes says, Hein kol ele yifal el. This is what Hashem does. Pamim shalosh im gavar, two or three times with another person. Life gives us opportunities to re-experience opportunities for teshuvah, for things we've done in past lifetimes. And therefore, says the Ramban, and some people love this answer and some people deeply struggle with this answer, says the Ramban, the reason why human beings can suffer in this world, unlike the Rambam Maimonides, who says it's always because of sin, Nachmanides says, yes, it can be because of sin, but it could be because of a sin that took place in a previous lifetime. And therefore, what we're experiencing here doesn't line up with the actions of the person in this life. It doesn't and it can't, because it's linking us back to something that happened long before that person was born. Elihu has a couple other answers of Tzadik Varalo, which we'll explore in the next couple psukim. He still has three more prakim in which he speaks. But this really, according to the Ramban, is the crux of the question. Why do bad things happen to good people? Because the story is much longer than the lifetime of in this world. Because the story of this soul and the needs of the soul reach far beyond that which this human being can comprehend in this mind and in this life. Our learning today was sponsored by the Nachyomi Chavruta, in loving memory of David Hanan ben Michael Verachel, whose short years, despite immense challenges, were filled with Torah, family, and joy. His life left an indelible mark on our community and beyond. May the schus of our learning give his neshama an aliyah, and may his legacy continue to inspire.